Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hi everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus on a Monday morning, mid-morning. Make sure everyone's had their coffee, make sure everyone's ready for this. After the 49ers victory on Sunday night at Levi's Stadium over the Bears 42-38, 49ers now can win one game over the Seattle Seahawks on Saturday night at Levi's. Discussion whether the 49ers are at all happy with having to play another short week, but that's beside the point. And that's for the number one seed in the NFC. Pretty amazing to get to this point, as I always do. On the right after the game or the morning after the game, I ask Matt Barrows, what are your headlines from this one?
It's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde team, this year's 49ers, because the offense has become spectacular these last few weeks. As you noted in the press box, each week they set a new high in yardage. And each week, Christian McCaffrey, who could barely, you know, muster a 10-yard run in the first half of the season, sets a new longest run of the year. Last night it was 41. So, I mean, this offense is humming right now. It's humming so well, Tim, that you can lose a 12-time Pro Bowl player in Trent Williams on the very first play, a guy who's going to make the Hall of Fame, and you replace him with Austin Pleasance, career journeyman, 12 snaps on offense going into the game. And if you had missed that play, you would have never known. That's how well the run game, the pass protection, everything is moving right now. And it doesn't really matter that you're missing a George Kittle and a Trent Williams, which would have been, you know, at least for the running game, would have been fatal early in the season. Remember, they couldn't run the ball in the first, I don't know, 6-7 games. But as well as the offense is playing, boy, the defense just, continues to, not get any pressure on the quarterback, to miss tackles, to blow deep balls down the field. Safeties unable to make plays on the ball. These have all also been themes the last two or three weeks. And so, the Bears game was a template, a precursor for what the playoffs are going to look like. And for the 49ers, the playoffs are going to be, we just have to outscore our opponent. We have to have a dizzying offensive game to counterbalance the dizzying defensive effort that we're likely going to get.
Yeah, this is exactly what I felt. This was like a playoff game. And Dion Lenore talking afterwards, I mentioned several times, like, we're in a playoff, it's a playoff kind of game. I said, does it really feel like a playoff game? He goes, oh, yeah, we've been playing in the playoffs for like the last 6 weeks. Now, that is their winning streak. So that makes sense that they feel this urgency, but they're going to have to hold on. Every game is going to come down to the end. I'm sure the Seahawks game is going to come down to the end. One team or the other is going to having to make a defensive last stand, and whether successful or not, we shall see. You do put yourself at risk when you play defense like this and you give up touchdowns. Every time you score, the other team's scoring. It puts so much pressure on the 49ers offense. But we've seen they're up for it. We'll see as the Bears are fine. They're a very good offensive team. Caleb Williams was fantastic. Okay defensive team, not a great one. And the Seahawks are better. So let's see how that is. And then once the 49ers get in the playoffs, whether it's one seed or not, they'll get really good team, Eagles, whatever. Might get the Bears again. That would be a fantastic game. This is where the 49ers are, and it's just incredible that they're here. I don't think they want to go, oh, my God, we're great now. But it's just an achievement to get here without Fred Warner, without Kittle for this game, Trent Williams losing Trent Williams after the first play, no Nick Bosa. We know the list of people. By the way, they have not had Brandon Ayuk at all, like their fourth highest paid player this season. That part, I think, is worth just kind of topping off. Like, this has been incredible to get this point. Even if they lose on Saturday, it will be a disappointment to everybody for them not to get the one seed. Even if they do lose and go into playoffs as a wild card, it's still an incredible thing to get to this point. Even if they lose in the first round, people will be very upset. But, man, just right now, freeze this moment, pretty impressive. I think Brock Purdy's playing. His numbers are racing. He's playing the best ball of his career. He's just turned 26. He's younger than Tyler Shuck, who's going to be the rookie of the year. It's just the numbers, the age, what he's doing, the trajectory of this. One thing I'm noticing more and more, I don't want to talk too much about it, but he's changing plays. And it's not changing to some made-up play, right? They have two plays. The Shanahan system, you have two plays. You go with the one or the two, depending on what the read is. He is changing it to the two, and every single time it seems like it's working. Sometimes on improvisation, like that touchdown pass to Juszczyk when he ran around. But have you seen Brock Purdy play this well in what this is fourth year as a quarterback? I have not seen him play like this.
His confidence is through the roof, and you're seeing that in you know, what he does after the big plays, you know, holding the ball to Cody Barton, all the Dougie moves. So
Barros does that after he does a good one-liner in the press conference. Barros is doing the little Dougie.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be doing the Dougie a lot then, all my great one-liners in the press box. I think it's that on top of the fact that, you know, this was a tough season for him. He was dealing with his toe injury. It's and for, as we've said, for Purdy, a toe injury is a huge deal because so much of his game, whether it's scrambling or planting for his throws, is attached to the toe. So the fact that he's able to be himself and maybe even better than, you know, the self that we've seen to this point, I mean, I just think it has him. I mean, I can't think of a better word than elated. You just see his face. He's just so happy that he's back to being Brock Purdy. And it just seems like he's sometimes is a half step, a fraction of a second ahead of everybody else. And that's, you know, that's his mind, and it's always worked very quickly. But we're seeing the toe and the body kind of catch up with it. And that's why that touchdown to Kyle Juszczyk was almost comical. I mean, I got the impression of a cartoon, like an old kind of like Tom and Jerry bit or The Roadrunner. Where
The Roadrunner is good.
Where the hero is just running circles around the villains, and the villains end up bonking into each other and things like that. I mean, that's how that's the half step that he seems to have on everybody else at this moment.
That was there was once he alluded with 94, the defensive lineman. It's like, this is going to be a touchdown in some way. I thought he might run it in. He obviously had a wide open Juszczyk when the defense just can't defend everybody standing on this. Like, almost felt like Juszczyk walked out from out of bounds because he was just standing there. But when you run around like that, when you have that and you're keeping an eye on the field while you're doing it, I know some quarterbacks just drop their eyes, right? They're just thinking, I'm a runner now. And that's not terrible in a lot of instances, but in that one, going to be a wide open receiver. This is after a pick six of his first throw of the game, by the way, Barros. You're lavishing all this praise on clearly a terrible quarterback who throws a pick six.
He almost threw one in the end zone, too.
Exactly. This guy's horrendous. But Shanahan was very clear on this. It was the right throw. Just the DB made a really great play on it. Now, this is what the Bears do, right? They're the number one turnover team in football. Juwan Jennings has now had 7 passes targeted for him that have turned into interceptions, by far the most on the 49ers. Like, those slant passes are tough to throw, but this thing's built on it. So you're going to, at some point, you're going to have to accept it and just keep going. Maybe in the playoffs, that would not be a great thing to have happen to them, but they certainly had enough offense to make up for it. It just does feel like Purdy's committed to everything. He understands, you're right, a move ahead. He's just playing chess out there on a defense that's not playing at the same pace. He's got enough weapons, I guess, right? DeMarcus Robinson keeps making big plays. Kendrick Bourne for a big play in the second half. Juwan Jennings, obviously, for the touchdown, which I thought they might have scored too fast there. I'm rarely that you score too fast. Generally, when you're down and you need to score, you score as fast as you can because you don't want to time it where you run out of time. But I thought they might have given too much time back to Caleb Williams, and they almost did give him too much time.
Tim wanted Juwan Jennings to slide down.
I did not. I hate that one. I hate that play. I hate that play. I'm just – you got to score. I'm never one for that. I don't want to do the trick everyone. You score when you can score, but given – the rhythms of that game, you thought they're going to need a
make. Oh yeah, you knew you knew the Bears were going to have a shot.
Yeah. And can this hold up? Can this defense hold? Now the defense is getting a little chippy about like hearing that they can't do it, and about hearing the guys who are not there. And I get it. I have full respect for that. You have to believe that you're the guys who can get this done. You have to believe that all the people who don't think you can do it are wrong. That's the only way you can do it. We know what the history of Super Bowl winners is, though. It's you got to be top 15 at least. I think the Chiefs have been a top like 14 team one of the times they won the Super Bowl. I think it was the first time against the Super Bowl against the 49ers, Barros, that they were not a great defensive team. Maybe they were very good by the time they got to that game. They were not ranked that high. It's just tough to get through a bunch of games against really good teams where the defense is going to break at some point, or your offense can't score 38, 42. You know, in a back and forth. At some point, you might not. I don't know, though. I mean, Barros, does this team hang in there with this defense? Can you see them winning two or three games to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I can see them winning two or three games to get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's a lot easier if you just have to win two games.
Yep.
And then you have rest to get to that point. Because it's a flawed field. I mean, everybody is going to have a flaw. And, you know, right now the 49ers offense is the best offense in the NFL. And that gives you a shot in every game. If you go to Philly and you're playing in weather against an Eagles team that wants the game to be like a knife fight in the mud, that's going to be tough. That's the one team I would want to avoid if I'm the 49ers, because I think, you know, you got Vic Fangio on the other side. He's going to keep the score down. And then on the other, you know, got a good offensive line and a really great running back on the Eagles offense. And I don't think the 49ers can do anything with that. I think you just kind of take the hits in that scenario. So, it's going to depend on luck and who you play and things like that. But I think it's absolutely possible, especially if you're at home and, you're playing on your favorite turf and the weather is good. Now, having said that, the weather, I know you hate the Barros weather. The Barros rain report. But boy, Saturday seems like there's a pretty strong chance of rain. Seahawks, come from a city where they're a little bit familiar with playing in the wet. So another challenge for Brock Purdy, if that's the case.
I think the Seahawks are a good test case for the Eagles, frankly. Like, if you had the two teams that are most alike, maybe going into NFC playoffs, it's probably the Eagles and the Seahawks. That strong defense, big pass rush, playmakers on defense, and they just kind of figure it out on offense, can run the ball. I think the Eagles' running game with Barkley is a little bit better than the Seahawks. But Seahawks, you know, Charbonnet and who's the other guy? Kenneth Walker. They can run it. They try to run it. They sometimes feel very constrained by a little lack of creativity on offense. But that's maybe connected to Darnold, because Darnold might screw up. I like Darnold a lot, but he might screw up, and he has screwed up. I guess you could say the same thing about Brock Purdy trying to make plays. Sometimes the ball comes back the other way. But it's cliche to say it's a playoff game. I'm fine with players saying it. I don't want to always say it myself, but this is essentially a playoff game for the 49ers. You get the one seed, and we've seen it. When they get the one seed, that's when they get to the Super Bowl under Kyle Shanahan. When they don't get the one seed, they still get the NFC Championship game, but playing on the road, they have not won an NFC Championship game on the road. That's hard. It's very hard to do, because you're going to have to do it basically on the road the whole way if you're in the wild card, unless there's just a slew of upsets. But I think they match up for this, right? This is what they're doing. A short week. Again, they don't love that, but it's a short week for the Seahawks too. And the Seahawks traveling back from Carolina, and that's a pretty physical game from at least what I saw. So they're a little bit at disadvantage. The 49ers don't like the back-to-back short weeks. I get it. The 49ers do complain a lot about the schedule, by the way, Barros. We hear this a lot. That's fine. Gives them an edge. If they get through this, they will not only have the number one seed, they will have all that time off. They will not have to leave the stadium. Except for practice during Super Bowl week, because you're not allowed to practice.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Other than that, they will, because I feel like saying they won't have to leave the stadium. Oh, wait a minute. I can't type that, because they will actually have to leave the stadium to practice, and they will have to, they won't even be based there. Like, they will, they're going to be at home and then just go to practice and then leave. It's going to be a little bizarre. I guess there will be a hotel. That's something that we have to look. Will there be a hotel for them to be? Where are they going to have team meetings?
I think they have to be at the hotel, all the media obligations each day. So yeah. I assume they have to. So it'll either be the San Jose Marriott or the Santa Clara Marriott. Those were the hotels in the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, Barris, I don't know if you should be giving out all that information, but that's okay. We won't delete that. But they're
going to be hard to find on the internet.
That's a long way to go, but I do think that's the path. We've been talking about it. When it opened up, it was like, oh my God, they could be the one seed and stay at home all the way through the Super Bowl. It's still there. I do think that's the path. Again, I'm not saying it would be a disappointing season if they lose on Saturday, don't get the one seed, say go to Philadelphia and lose. But I think that's what would happen if you ask me right now, that they would probably not get through at least several road games. Who knows? They've done it before. With Harbaugh, they've done it with Shanahan. They just don't get to three of them.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get the Super Bowl. It's tough. But this offense, man, you got to be ready for it. And they did that without – we'll see. I assume Trent will probably miss the Saturday game against short week hamstring. Hamstrings are almost always 2 or 3 week injuries. So they might be missing him into a divisional round. Whether they play the wild card game or not, I don't know that they would have Trent Williams for that. I imagine Kittle will be back Saturday. We will not know until the practice reports start coming out. He looked pretty good walking around in the locker room postgame. I chatted with him, and I didn't ask him how he was, but he just looked fine. I think this was a little bit of precautionary to make sure that he's healthy for those the big game against Seattle and whatever comes next. Don't want to presuppose on that, but I would imagine he's back for that game. Any other injuries, questions that you would have?
Your guy, Keon White, didn't finish the game with a groin injury. I mean, we're talking about the ineffectiveness of the pass rush. If there's one guy who's showing up in that regard, he's certainly not getting sacks, but Keon White has been pretty, has been the most consistent these last 3 weeks. So I think that that would be a bit of a blow. I don't know how serious it is. I do know that he wasn't able to finish out the game. And so when you're talking about a short week with these injuries, and then Upton Stout was the other one. He had a concussion in the game, was replaced by Chase Lucas. More difficult to see them playing in that scenario. And the Seahawks have a concussion issue too with their number two receiver. I can't pull his name at the
Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, Shaheed, the guy came over from New Orleans.
Yeah, great punt returner. I mean, an incredible
great punt returner, and a compliment to Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's fantastic and killed the 49ers in week one. But the big issue in Seattle was that he didn't really have a compliment in the first half of the season. They trade for Rashid, so Shaheed. And so that'll be a question about whether he can come back from a concussion on a short week too. So that's going to be the issue for the 49ers offense. They had a really tough time with Luther Burden, a rookie. He looked like the second coming of Deebo Samuel out there. The question is whether the 49ers are going to be able to keep pace with JSN in this one. And that's fine for them to, you know, be bristling at the storyline that, you know, the defense is missing so much and this defense is lapsing, but they're not doing anything about it. I mean,
they're winning games, Matt Barros. They're winning games.
They are not winning games. They're winning games in spite of a bad defense, a defense that can't get any pressure on the quarterback, a defense that can't play the ball when it's in the air, a defense that can't stop the run. That's a bad combination.
Come on. You're just so critical. Zero sacks. I don't think many of us thought they were going to get Caleb Williams. It was going to be tough for them to get. Yeah. But they didn't get Cam Ward, right? Or maybe they did once. It was the most sacked quarterback in football 2 weeks ago.
They got 44-year-old Philip Rivers.
And again, they nailed
both up nailed the middle it. Sacks. Yep. Nothing's coming off the edges. That's the problem.
No. They got some pressure, though, on that last play. I'm going to give them credit because they won the game. We all know they did not look great. They gave up over 400 yards to Chicago. But when they punted the ball, as Shanahan mentioned, like, oh, I thought I lost the game, punting on 4th and 7, 4-43, understood it. I think he mostly was thinking about the field goal. Would have been a 60-yarder. Panero probably late in the night probably was not making that. But that was probably more of a thing than going for it on 4th and 7. You can criticize him for not. I understood it. Of course, he tries to pin him back, and they get a 25-yard gain on the first play, march right down. But they held him to a field goal, did not score a touchdown. So when the 49ers get the ball back, they score the touchdown to go ahead, not tie. Because if the Bears had scored a touchdown there, that would have been very problematic. The touchdown only ties, and that would have been the Barros scenario, as he's calling in the press box. 49ers are going to have to go touchdown to score to tie, and then you're going to go for a two-point win or lose, which would have been interesting. We saw the Bills do that against the Eagles on Sunday. But instead, field goal, 49ers go up, touchdown, come back down to the 2-yard line with 4 seconds left, and they do stop them there. Looking back on it, I was kind of surprised the Bears didn't run it because I don't know that the 49ers were going to commit everything to the pass, commit everything to playing Caleb Williams outside. Maybe they could have run it. 49ers run defense actually was okay last night, but it's second guessing. You listen, do Caleb Williams on an improv run around. Fournette did get some pressure on him. I think Bryce Huff a little early pressure, and then Yetur Gross-Matos, the great Yetur Gross-Matos, who I don't make fun of him. I just make fun of the 49ers always counting on him and him never playing this season. He did play for that. They made the plays. Like, this is what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to make three plays at the end when their offense is scoring 38 or 40. And they did it. Pretty good Bears team. Bears team that's going to be in the playoffs, going to get a home game in the playoffs. So you can't throw that away. But, yes, they're going to run into somebody who's going to put a ton of points up, and maybe their offense isn't ready to do the same thing. And the Seahawks is a great test case. The Eagles would be the second one. And that might be who they play. If they lose to the Seahawks, they're probably, in my estimation, I think they're going to play the Eagles next. And that might be rough. So we shall see. And whoever's healthy for the 49ers. I will say, I thought Tatum Bethune played well.
Yes.
That's one guy.
Aside from the two big penalties he had.
Aside from the penalty, the one killer penalty on was that the last drive?
It was the drive that forced the field goal. So yep. Probably it would have been a longer field goal for the Bears. And by the way, we're treating the fact that they forced a field goal as like a triumph. Like, wow, they did so well in keeping the opponent to only 3 points on that.
Only a 70-yard drive from the inside the 10. Yes, it's all relative. It's all context. They have issues on defense. They just don't get pressure on the quarterback. That's the thing over and over. We can repeat. It puts so much pressure on the defensive secondary, and it's not a great secondary. It's okay. Renardo Green missed another game, so they're one step a little weaker there. Upton Stout is out. You put Chase Lucas in. They're piecing it together. And I was a little surprised that the Bears went up and down like that, because, you know, the defense played relatively well, certainly in the run game against Indianapolis. You know, Rivers got yards, but I thought the defense played relatively well, again, given the people that they're missing. But I thought Sala would have a better scheme just to try to mask it. But I think Ben Johnson's pretty freaking good offensive play caller, because there was stuff open all over the place. A little design runs, a little half the field, those sort of things, really emphasizing what Caleb Williams does. And, you know, the Seahawks aren't like that, though, right? The Bears, they don't threaten you side to side like the Bears can. And remember, the Bears didn't even have Rome Odunze, by the way, because they had all these players who were sick. So that's a major thing. But I don't think this is going to be 42-38 Barrows against the Seahawks. I really don't. I feel much more, and I don't know, what was the win in week one? Jake Tongas was like 17-13, something like that. It was much lower scoring. I'll look it up. You talk when we get this, but I think this will be 24-20, something like that, Barrows. I don't know. I mean, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be quite the shootout that we saw.
17-13, I called it 17-13 in week one. I'm just happy. I'm sorry for interrupting you. It was 17-13 week one, 49ers win.
17-13, George Kittle was off to a really nice game. I think scored a touchdown early and then had the hamstring. So I think that affected things. I mean, my recollection, we were both there in the press box from that game, is – you know, Brock Purdy had, a throw at the end, threw it into the corner, crowded corner of the end zone. Looked like it was going to get picked off at first. And then Jake Tongas came out of nowhere and grabbed the touchdown. So they literally kind of stole a win in Seattle in that game. I mean, and that's the difference of the season right now. We wouldn't be having this number one seed stay at home conversation if it wasn't for that, you know, obviously, and it wasn't for lots of other wins early on. But that's one that they easily could have lost. That's one they absolutely would have lost a year earlier. But it's also one of the ones that they were able to pull out. As far as the last play of the game, you and I were both watching this. Sometimes we see something streaking down the 49ers sideline. And that something is Kyle Shanahan, who is kind of inching towards the official to, you know, call a timeout. So he's kind of watching what the opposing offense is doing and trying to figure out whether he wants to use a timeout. And I thought he would. I mean, just kind of get everybody settled. It was sort of crazy at that point. But sometimes crazy and chaotic can work to your advantage because it's crazy and chaotic for the opponent too. So we see him get really close to the official, and he looks and he decides, I'm not going to call the timeout. That he decides, I like what we have called for this play. And it may have been, I forget, I guess Williams lined up in the shotgun. I think so.
Yeah.
I think to your point, like if they were going to line up under center and it was going to be a running play, they would have switched things up. Shanahan would have called the timeout and they would have had a different play call. But I think that they anticipated what the Bears did really nicely. And then they dropped 9 guys into coverage.
Yep.
And one of those 9 guys was Yetur Gross-Matos. I mean, he was in the end zone when the play began. And then did the right thing once Williams started to drift to his left. He shadowed him and then came out of the end zone. And Williams, you know, had nowhere to go with the ball. I mean, if there were 9 guys in the end zone, then 9 defenders in the end zone, there must have been, what, 15? 15 men in the end zone. That's a crowded end zone. A lot of arms.
I thought you were trying to figure out how many pass rushers there would be, trying to figure out 11 minus 9. What does that equal? I'm trying to think. So, sorry about that. I try to spot you on that one. That's another reason why, again, I didn't think it at the time. I definitely, when I was driving home, thinking, why didn't the Bears run there? I mean, I'm not trying to second guess Ben Johnson. I guess I am doing it. He's obviously way, way, way better at this than I ever could be. But I think like you could have run there because everyone thought that they were going to do that. They were going to spread it out and throw it. Why not just run it? You get 2 yards. Try to get 2 yards. You got some great running backs. And if you don't get it, you don't get it. But it's not a play like that where you just have Caleb running around and there's just nobody because there's so many defenders dropping back. But no, Kyle wasn't. It wasn't even like he just ran up and oh my God. It was like he ran up and stood next to him with his hands almost together. Like, okay, no, never mind. It was, and he rarely does that. When he runs up, he almost always calls timeout. That's just what he does. Usually it's offensively with the play clock coming down and he'll run down there and call the timeout. But this time, like, hey, gut check. Do I like the way my defense is lined up? Yes, I do. Okay, let's go. So I wonder what Sala was doing at that time. I asked Shanahan about this afterwards. I didn't expect much of an answer. Didn't really get one. But it's like, what were the interchanges between he and Sala? Like, you got Shanahan's head coach. It's his offense is his baby. They're going up and down and up and down. They're playing great. Quarterback's playing great. 3 touchdown passes, 2 runs for the quarterback. And the defense is just getting blown up. And he and Sala, you know, obviously respect the hell out of each other. It's the second time Sala's been back. But they get fiery with each other. There's no question. This is head coaches in the middle of a battle. I just wonder what that was like. Again, Shanahan doesn't have these big sideline conversations. This is somebody. He talks on the headphone. So it's hard to, you know, it's not going to be a confrontation. Or if it is, it's just going to be words across the thing. And I'm not saying confrontation. I'm just saying spicy language. Hey, get your ass going or something like that. But I don't think there was much, or at least not anything that Shanahan was going to reveal to us. It was curious, and it might be like that, I think, several times going into the playoffs. My colleague Dave Lombardi actually made a point, compared this to the 49ers-Saints game in 2019. I think that was 40-38, and we all know the huge plays going back and forth, Drew Brees and Jimmy Garoppolo, and the gigantic Kittle play and all, and the field goal made. The score certainly is similar points in the season. A little different that this one is at home, a little different for other reasons. And then obviously this game coming up feels like the Seattle game a couple years later when they stop him at the 1 yard line to get the home field advantage. All these interesting things when you play important games, Barros, it just reminds me, things begin to echo each other because big games have some similarities, right? You know, crappy games are all different. The big games feel familiar because there's so much, you know, at stake. They come down to one play that reminds me of another play. You know, shitty teams just play shitty games and everything's shitty. This is not that situation. Sorry for being cursing here, but
about the Raiders.
getting into football. Yeah, I'm getting into football mode here. But there are a lot of quality, you know, things that are being stirred up when you play these big games. you raise those echoes. You see Bryant Young in the press box. He's like, you see BY, and you're like, I remember when the 49ers dynasty was still going. It was great. It looks like he could play about 15 snaps, by the way, Barros. Good Lord, he's in.
I mean, they need a pass rush. Why not put BY out there? He's he could give he's it in the building.
Him. He could give it to him. He and Frank Gore, man, those are eternally young guys. Man, those two guys, they just both look great.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers. For the optimists, pessimists. For long-distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game's over. Time to check my fantasy scores.
You using a VPN?
Why?
Because using public Wi-Fi without a VPN is like leaving your wallet open on the table.
Oh. Time to up my defense.
McAfee Secure VPN keeps your personal information private and is included in all McAfee plans starting at just $39.99 for your first year. Sign up at McAfee.com/online protection.
The Saints game reminds me that there were a couple of other sort of cardiac 49ers games at the end of that season. They beat the Rams late in the game on a long bomb from Jimmy Garoppolo. There was one other team that they beat that way. And then the Falcons lost.
Yeah, right on the goal line, right? Julio Jones reaching out to the goal line. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is a precedent with the defense sort of running out of steam and, you know, kind of faltering at the end of the season for the 49ers. Now, those teams had Bosa and, you know, and Fred Warner and had a lot more talent than this one does. So it's going to be, can this offense turn into something that we really haven't seen before? Because this is the worst defense for sure of any of the playoff teams that the 49ers have had. I mean, there's no question about that. And, you know, you're asking about Shanahan and Saleh and that dynamic. I mean, I think Shanahan knows that, you know, if you're kind of tallying talent on defenses across the league, I mean, are there any defenses as talentless as the 49ers are right now? I mean, it's hard to think of a defensive line that doesn't have one kind of star player, one pass rusher, one guy with, you know, double digit sacks on it. And the 49ers don't have any. Four, I think, is the leading number for sacks. So Saleh is working with, you know, he's like a chef that has to create this wonderful meal for all these guests, and he's got like an egg and and some rice and maybe some black pepper, and he's got
a masterpiece. Jeez. Wow, that's kind of good. That's a good recipe.
Yeah, use
there.
That. Use that in the Tim Kawakami column. And by the way, Tim, I think that you would make a much better offensive play caller than Ben Johnson.
Well, I mean, I've been
sitting next to you for years, and everything you say is gold. It works out perfectly.
I'm a better replay guy than Ben Johnson, probably, because I'm a better replay guy than anybody. But beyond that, who knows? Who's to say? It is interesting. Yeah, no defensive Pro Bowlers. Nobody, I'm sure, that even got consideration for the defense. I mean, maybe you studied that. I don't. Maybe Lenore got some votes, but I can't imagine any of them were even close. And they're going to go up against teams that are loaded. Like the Eagles are just loaded with defensive talent. The Seahawks. I was reminded Devin Witherspoon, freaking incredible player. Like they've got really good players, and 49ers don't have those people, you know, and those tend to carry you in the biggest games. They don't have those guys. And again, they're going to use this as motivation, and we're talking about it, and that's great. Players should get motivation for whenever they can find it, but they're going to have a very different looking defensive group going into the postseason than anybody else. But I'll go back to what I wrote last week, which makes Brock Purdy is the most important player going to the NFC playoffs. It's basically going through him. The game is at Levi's on Saturday. I'm going to count that as a playoff game at Levi's. If they win that, they're going to keep playing at Levi's. I'll go Stafford. He might be the best player in the NFC playoffs right now. And I mean, maybe that's hyperbole, but who else is going like him? There's certainly no other quarterback in the NFC playoffs going like him right now. And we can try to pick out other players, Jalen Carter for the Eagles or whoever else you want to go to.
Puka Nacua,
you know, obviously Stafford, the Rams might be the best team, but they may not have home field. They might be the best team, but man, for what he's carrying and how he's delivering right now, Brock Purdy is the guy you have to look at. Can get beat. We know it. Almost got beat yesterday, and might have a lesser game. We know that it's possible for anybody to have a lesser game. Stafford's had bad playoff games. It's possible. But with what the 49ers have around him, what they could have around him Saturday, and the way the defense is giving up yards, Brock Purdy's got to be great for the 49ers to win. If he's not great, they lose. And he's been great for the most of the last six games. And this is very important to know. They know it. I think it's the best quarterback play Shanahan's gotten as with 49ers. Now, 22 was really good, right? That was a really good season. You win your last 10 in a row in the regular season. Was that was the one they go 10 or yeah, was Purdy's rookie year. And in 23, he was possible MVP. He had McCaffrey going incredible. But this is the best quarterback play. Singular, split it out. Just quarterback play. I think Shanahan's gotten since Matt Ryan was MVP in the Falcons Super Bowl year. I don't know statistically, but it just looks like it. Purdy leads the league in QBR. He's fourth in passer rating. He's only played eight games, but this is he's missed eight games. But man, this has just been a tour de force by somebody who's only getting better. And that's a pretty important thing too, going into playoffs.
He'll probably have Kittle back for this one.
Yep.
Again, it could be rainy. All right, I'll put it this way. If he pulls off a win against the Seattle Seahawks defense in the rain on a short week, back-to-back short weeks, I will start lavishing him with Tim Kawakami-level praise that he's getting.
Oh, man, just let him know that. Let him know what's at stake here.
Something to play for.
Barrows my praise. Wow, that's the final.
Hesitance with him is that, and this is the player that he's become, and to your point, the player that the 49ers need. He is gunslinger, and he sometimes puts the ball into places where he shouldn't, and he got away with that last night, and not on the Juwan Jennings play. I think Shanahan's right. That was Jalen Johnson knowing the play and just having a really aggressive jump on it. It was the one in the end zone, and I'm still not sure who he was targeting, where somebody barely tapped Ricky Pearsall's face mask, and they got
it. He sold it.
But there's that. There's the play to Tonjes in week one. There are a number of plays that he gets lucky, and I realize the Tonjes play had to be thrown. You got to do something there, but some of this, the fates, the fortunes have been smiling on Brock Purdy, he's gotten away with stuff.
What's a Shanahan quote? If you throw it in a tight windows, you score a lot of points. He does believe that's the thing that you and I both have said. There's this sense, though, he wants robots at quarterback. He wants the perfect check down. He wants all those things, and Purdy does those things. But he also wants quarterbacks to cut loose, especially on big plays. If you don't cut loose in the end zone where everything's tighter, you're not going to score touchdowns. And he really likes scoring touchdowns, obviously. And Purdy will do that. And it will put the ball in some amount of jeopardy, but you got to have guys will come down with it, and you got to trust them to get to that spot. Purdy is trusting them to get to that spot. And it's different people, DeMarcus Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, whatever. Maybe some of the guys who played early or we thought were candidates early who are no longer on the team, who are playing for other teams right now. I'm thinking of three initials guy and others. I don't want to blame it all him, but you see the guys who don't fit this.
Yeah.
And Valdes-Scantling did not fit this. And Russell Gage did not fit this. But DeMarcus Robinson seems to be getting more and more into this. And he's been a winning player. There's no question about that. So this is how they have to keep playing. Again, I don't think they can put 42 up every week. I don't think they're going to do it this coming week. But they have to be a team that can score 42. That's always got that in them to score three strike, boom, boom, boom. Score at the end of the half, score at the beginning of the second half, and then you've got a 10-point lead. They got to do that, and we'll see if they keep going with it. And by the way, McCaffrey had a great 140 yards rushing, something like 141. He's probably not going to get to 1,000 receiving because I think he had 41. He's going to need 120 against Seattle in receiving. You think he's getting that? He's going to get
that'd be a story for sure.
That would be something.
I'd like to write on McCaffrey if we're choosing.
Still going to be a great year, like 1,000 and 1,100 rushing yards. He might get to 1,200. It'd be his third highest, I think, of his career. It's just that just tells you how hard it is to get to 1,000. We've seen how good he's been every single week, has not missed a game, been there when they absolutely desperately needed him with the Mac Jones run there. And now he's running the ball. And Brock Purdy throws it to him, but not like 10 times. He'll throw it to other guys too. This has been an amazing season for Christian McCaffrey after last season. To do it at, 29 now? Is he 28, 29? Just an incredible season from someone they absolutely needed it from. He had a great game. Did he get over 20 miles per hour on that 41-yard run there?
I haven't looked that up yet.
Probably not.
I don't think he did because it was sort of stop and go. It was in a burst.
He didn't really get going. But
yeah, exactly.
I know, that's important to him to have Barrows acknowledge that he's fast because he haven't done that this year, so.
That's true. The irony of the 1,000. I mean, he got that in 2019 with the Panthers. Is you have to have a bit of a flawed offense, I think, to get that. So the early season 49ers offense was a lot like the 2019 Panthers offense, where Christian McCaffrey's kind of your only guy out there. And you really have to lean on him in running and in receiving. And so once, Kittle came back, Juwan Jennings got healthy, Pearsall came back, this offense became more dynamic and better. But McCaffrey's receiving yards went down. To your earlier point about taking chances in the end zone, I agree with you. I mean, there's the well-known phrase, scared money don't make money. And that's where the 49ers are right now. They can't settle for field goals at this. They could earlier in the season when they still had Fred Warner and they still had Michael Williams and some other guys. They can't do field goals. And Eddie Pinheiro didn't even attempt one in the game. They have to score touchdowns. And so, yeah, you take the bad with the good. I just wonder, the law of averages says that, there's going to be one of these games where, the ball doesn't bounce fortuitously for Brock Purdy. And, when you have that plus a really bad defense, that's going to be probably the end of the season if that scenario should pop up. So it's a little bit more precarious than it's been in previous playoff runs. Just the margins are so different than they've been. But still very interesting. It's compelling stuff. There are great storylines everywhere. So we should just sit back and kind of enjoy the ride as they head into January.
Yeah, it's we're going long here, but I'll just say I am curious if Shanahan's enjoying this maybe more than some others. I don't know. He's in the middle of it. He won't be able to speak to that. He's just trying to get through the next play and the next practice and the next meeting. That's football. But I wonder, no one's going to say, God, I'm happy with Bosa and Warner out. No, clearly they are not. And maybe Trent Williams for the next few games and whatever. And having to work out 8 games without your starting quarterback, you just paid $265 million to. But I just wonder, there's a freedom to this. Now, there's a looseness like, hey, we're just taking our shot here that they didn't have in 19. Maybe they merged in 2019, but they were a really good team from the get on that one. Right. They were 6-0 and they kicked the hell out of the Rams. I remember was a big game. It's like they're a great team. And the other other NFC championship seasons, like they were favorites. They were not favorites. I mean, maybe going into the season, they were considered one of the teams. But then you lose the people they lost. I think everyone rightly, including you and me, are like, well, you know, they can get to the playoffs, but they're not going to be a great team. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. But if you're one seed, you've qualified. You've earned it, as he said. And I always wonder if this one feels a little better because you and I have said this. They were aiming for 26. They're still aiming for 26. That was what they did salary-wise. That's what they did with this draft class. That's what they're doing in, you know, trade scenarios. And they might do it a year early, or at least go far a year early. I just wonder what the sensation of that is within the organization. And yet again, you hear me talking through a future column idea that I've just came up with as we've had this conversation in the minute 44 of this podcast. So all good. No one's listening to this anyway by this point. They know Barros has set his spiel and they've checked out already is what I'm hoping.
I've checked out.
You checked out like halfway through. All right. We went long on a really, really fascinating game at a really fascinating point in the season. We will be back later this week. To hell with the holidays. I'm working through the holidays. This one's too big. And it's a Saturday game, so it's coming up.
Yeah.
It's already coming up. But it's worth it. The season is really coming down to a fascinating end. And we will see if we're never leaving Levi Stadium, except for going to visit the 49ers at their Super Bowl practice site.
At Stanford, yeah.
Yeah, wait, no, they're going to be San Jose State, Barros.
Oh, they're NFC San Jose State.
Yeah, which is probably not as quite as nice as Stanford, but all good. I don't want to be ripping San Jose State. All right, everybody, it's going to be better than the UNLV practice site. Let's end it with that one. All right, everybody, we'll catch you maybe Wednesday evening, maybe Thursday. We'll check back then. All right, see you.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.